Oh, good morning. Welcome to another edition of the Gunsmith Show right here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. It's the Flag Day edition.
That's right.
Which means John's going to be talking about his favorite gun, the 1911.
Well,
all day long.
I have a lot of favorite guns, but 1911s we're going to talk about today. That's for sure. It is the all-American gun.
Yeah, there it is.
It is.
And it's John's favorite gun.
It's a war winner. It's just bad to the bone. No matter what caliber you got, and you might have one in 22. But I'm happy for you because you got one. If you don't have one, by the end of the show, you're going to go out and buy five.
Are there any 1911s in the raffle?
Believe it or not, I didn't put a single one in.
What the heck?
I didn't. Because
how many guns you got in here, though?
11 guns in the raffle.
See, I like my chances.
11 guns.
The raffle's out. I've got one of the tickets in front of me. I'm going to be getting a few.
There's
going
to be 11 winners, Dan.
11 winners, and yeah. I'm going to be one.
I got a lot of people asking for 11 tickets.
Oh, yeah.
Because they want to win all
each
the guns.
One. There you go. Make it very efficient that
yep.
way.
Well, it is each the Gunsmith Show. So thanks for listening to us this morning.
It's brought to you by Reliable Enterprises, this segment of the show.
It is. And you can get a hold of Jeremy at 810-429-6957. Why would you call him? Well, if you want an awesome deck or an awesome gazebo, this guy built stuff that is absolutely fantastic. He's done a bunch of work for me, and he can do a bunch of work for you too. Just got to get on the list. So I want you to thank him if you talk to him for sponsoring our raffle for Tommy's Heart. He's always steps up. He's one of the sponsors for our trailer. Tommy's Heart, helping us save lives, and one of the sponsors for this raffle. So we certainly appreciate it. But just remember, if you need that exterior work done on your home, Jeremy's your guy. ReliableExteriorPro.com is his email, his website address. And again, his number is 810-429-6957. And you can always link to him right on our website, which is the Gunsmith Show website. It's called thegss.com. All right, so thanks, Jeremy, for sponsoring. And that brings us to this show today, the Flag Day edition. Here it is. I can't believe it's June 14th. We're getting, these months are just clicking by right now. And summer's upon us now, so this is all good. What we're going to talk about is 1911s and some of the new stuff that's coming out. We're going to talk about just how many manufacturers there are, which is nuts. But to think that the 1911 is passed over by some as an old relic or, yeah, that was a cool gun 100 years ago, it's not exactly the truth. So it is still an incredibly relevant gun, and the improvements that are being made to the gun on a regular basis blow my mind. I see stuff every single month that just has a wow factor to it for 1911s. Now, the 1911, of course, is an old, old John M. Browning design from way back the turn of the century, from the 1800s turned into the 1900s. And, you know, Dan, there's even a group of the Western-style shooters that they're called the Wild Bunch because that gun was used in the early 1900s. And they have a whole division set up for the early semi-automatic rifles. You've seen the Outlaw Josie Wales.
Oh, yeah.
And when they came out with that crazy-looking broom handle gun and that one and shot that. It's a weird movie. Mm. But maybe it was Joe Kidd. I think it was Joe Kidd.
Joe Kidd, that was
the
on the other
Josie
day.
Josie Wales, yeah. Joe Kidd was
broom
handle, bah,
yeah,
he shoots real fast.
Yeah, the guy's going hunting for, what's his name? They're going manhunting.
Yeah, Robert Duvall's in
Robert
that
Duvall yeah, was, yep. the, was the dude, yeah.
Yep, and they were after Joe Kidd.
No, they weren't after Joe Kidd.
They were after somebody else.
Yeah, some rabble-rouser.
That's right.
And Joe Kidd, he said, he had 10 days in jail, but he said, I'm going to stick in jail. And besides, he wanted them to take off because he was kind of partial. He was sweet on the gal that was with Robert Duvall.
Yeah.
But,
it's a good movie, though.
It's a good movie.
And I feel bad that I wasn't articulate in describing it because...
But I know what you're talking about
now. Yeah, yeah.
I was thinking Outlaw Josie Wales. I couldn't picture it, but as soon as you got the right movie, it's like, okay, I just saw that gun. I know exactly what you're talking
Sometimes
about.
Sometimes the movies get all twisted in my head, you know? I get so many movies going
There's a lot
there.
Of them.
It's like a database,
yeah.
You know? And I watch them for the gunplay, you know? And,
yeah.
But...
there was quite a bit of it there.
There was, you know?
What was the rifle that... Jeremiah Johnson with Robert
Hawken.
Yeah.
50 caliber Hawkins.
Well, he started with a 40 caliber, but he took the 50 cal off the dead guy. It was frozen in
He got the dead ones.
But he started with a 40 cal, and then he
started with something smaller. I don't remember. It was a 40 cal. Was that what it was?
40 caliber Hawkins,
all right,
yeah.
All right. Well,
they still make those? Hawkins?
Yeah, Hawkins they do. They're just not as popular as they used to be, but there's still a ton of them out there. A lot of people use them for wall hangers because they're so doggone pretty. Yeah. They're works of art.
Good looking
gun. You
know,
they are beautiful guns. Yeah. And they were, everybody, I imagine sales went nuts after Robert Redford made that
one. Oh, yeah.
And I always wanted to go Grizz hunting, you know, give me some Grizz.
That was a big rifle.
It was a big rifle, yeah. And they are still. My family dabbled in it a little bit. But
the Hawkins?
The Hawkins, yeah. We had a little
Have
fun.
Have you got one still?
No comment. But
might be in the secret stash.
No, we've got muzzle loaders, but I don't think I've got a single Hawkins style rifle right now.
Was Hawkins a muzzle loader?
Yeah.
It's black powder.
Yeah, black powder. So we did one years ago, one of our big shotgun shoots that was the second prize. First prize was like a $1,200 12 gauge shotgun. Second prize, this is down at Grand Blanc Huntsman Club.
Yeah.
Second prize was a beautiful Hawkins. And
That's it. If you're grizzly hunting with one of those and it's a muzzle loader, you better make sure that first shot's a good one.
One shot, one kill. and it better be a good shot.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Seen too many of those videos where they shoot a bear and the bear just keeps coming.
Yeah. Shakes it off like a mosquito.
It's like getting away the wrong person at the all-you-can-eat buffet. You know, they're just going to keep on coming.
So a guy one time at a buffet, he had a black and white battery-operated TV and a pile this big with shrimp shells in it. I'm like, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, something else.
Sir, please leave. You must go.
It's a little country buffet.
Oh, a country buffet. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, back when they still had
some shrimp. There you go.
That guy put them out of business, I think.
That's the problem. Sooner or later, you know, it's all going to get used up. Well,
anyway, this is the Gunsmith Show.
We're not going to use up 1911s because, by God, there's billions of them in this country, and we love them. And this is going to prove it. Kimber, which is one of the finest manufacturers of 1911s, and there's some cool things about Kimber I'm going to dabble with here with you. They've been making great 1911s for decades, but they are truly American-made. The components are almost entirely... Now, this is KimberAmerica.com is their website, you know, so you can go there and check it out, the stuff they've got. And I recommend it before you go buy something, go look at KimberAmerica.com and look at some of their new stuff. They've done some redesigning and some works, and they're bringing their price points down. But almost every single one of their components is entirely made inside Kimber plants, which is weird because usually everything we manufacture in America pretty much is, you know, and it's like the basis for the Flint-Lapeer area. Everybody's making parts for something, and then it would go to the plant and then they'd build the car, you know, because that's how this area was built. With Kimber, they do it almost all under one roof. Everything is manufactured in that plant to make that gun.
Gotcha.
And, so their experts are there. They fine-tune them. They adjust them. They get them just the way they want. And it's what it's really led to is what they say is unequaled quality standards because they're on top of it. They're not getting lowest bid parts from someplace. So less failures, and that leads to a very, very good product. I've loved every Kimber I've ever had, and I've had a lot of them. They are a lot of fun.
What state are they in, did you say?
I think it's New York. Yonkers. Okay. I think they're in Yonkers, New York.
Upstate
New York, yep. So they got two new guns out that just really caught Jacob's eye this week. And he goes, Dad, whatever you do this week, you got to talk about these guns. Mm-hmm. So, I'll give you a quick Jake update. He's doing pretty good. They've upped his dialysis again. So he's on 10 hours of dialysis 7 days a week now. So they've upped it. It's almost to the point where the poor guy can't even go to work. So we gotta help him as best we can and keep him in your prayers. So, but he was so excited about these new Kimbers. I gotta get him out and show him one. So they got these new two-tone custom, what they're calling next gen, absolutely beautiful 1911s. Now they've got a bobbed grip. Now what that means is one of the only oddities with the 1911 is when you shoot them a lot, they tend to dent into the palm of your hand, right at the bottom of your palm of your hand. they there's a kind of a sharp point there. Well, they've rounded them in the past, like 10 years. There's been a few manufacturers that have rounded those to make them more comfortable for carry so that they don't stick out so much when they're in the holster on your hip. They don't show a sharp point in your shirt, so it helps you to conceal them. Mm-hmm. This bobbed grip is absolutely perfect. Well, these are this is exactly how they come now, mm-hmm. right from the factory. It used to be something you'd have to have done. Mm-hmm. They have ambidextrous safeties. They are optics ready, so they're the top of the slide. These are 1911, so it's a slide semi-automatic pistol, and not a revolver, a pistol. So the top of the slide is mortised or machined out for an optics if you want one on there. They've got really good sights, but they also have what they call their GT trigger, which is a really good-looking trigger. It's a lightweight trigger. They've got the gun lightened right down. The grips are beautiful. The checkering on them is just outstanding. And then they checker what's called the front strap, which would be the part would go right behind your rings on the gun. It faces forward, and they checker that to give you a better grip pattern on the gun. So the cool thing is this thing, they've done some internal things that make it a much better gun too. Sloped disconnector ramp. So the whole thing is stunning, and it's souped up, and it's a high performance model. Okay. So it's like getting that new Chevy truck with all the options to go four wheeling. MSRP. Here's the good thing. It's not a $2,500 gun. It's not a $2,000 gun. MSRP is $999. So you're going to get them on sale for, you know, $825 or $850 somewhere in there. Who knows? Maybe $900. But check out the full line at Kimber, with KimberAmerica.com, and you'll be glad you did. So I am very happy with it, and with the guns that I've got, my Kimbers, never let me down. And I've always, I don't talk about them much. I talk about 1911s all the time, but I'm always trying something new. And then you forget about the ones that are your safe queens or sitting back in there. It's like having that really good car you only drive occasionally.
Yeah.
So remember, we got the raffle. So all I want to do is say with the raffle, you can find out more about the raffle. We're going to start putting on our website and stuff, and that way you can see it. Great guns. We're going to be selling them at Williams Gun Site. We're going to be selling them at like 15 other places. So you're sure to know somebody that's going to have them, and we'll update you on that as soon as we can.
Tommy'sHeart.org. Tommy'sHeart.org is the website, and they'll have details up there soon.
Yep.
And
I'll probably have it on my Facebook page too.
Hang in there, Jacob. Praying for you, buddy.
Thank you.
And he is one of the gunsmiths, and the segment was based on him loving the look of those Kimbers.
Yeah, those Kimbers are beautiful. They are really sharp too. I was like, oh, these kids got a good eye. So
keep it right here. More gunsmiths coming up after this on US 103.1. Your home for ultimate classic rock.